This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
CNN has published a profile on Zohran Mamdani's wife. So bad news, lady. He's married. And even worse news, Cuomo isn't.
That should be considered in the fact that Mamdani won, who he ran against. But the fact that 40% of young people call themselves socialists in New York is a problem. We'll talk more about that election and hear a little more from his speech and some of the analysis a little bit later this hour.
Yeah, indeed. Got a lot of good stuff and not the usual blah, blah, blah about the election you'll get in other places.
Not the usual blah, blah, blah. Completely different blah, blah, blah.
Unusual blah, blah, blah.
So I got into a conversation with Grok yesterday. Again, I do on a fairly regular basis in my, if you drive a Tesla, Grok is in there.
And you're really gravitating. Oh, I see. I was just going to say you're gravitating toward Grok, but part of it's convenience. As opposed to other
I have ChatGPT on my phone. I have ChatGPT, Grok, and Claude. I don't know why I chose those three. There are others out there. And I usually compare and contrast them to see what kind of answers they would get. For instance, last night, just to give you an inkling or just an insight into my incredibly fascinating life. last night I was doing research on this guy I had never heard of. Until I was taking in a Jonah Goldberg podcast the other day, in which he was talking about this guy, Henry George. Are you familiar with Henry George? Maybe you are from being a political science major. I don't know.
Yeah, vaguely it's familiar.
Kind of interesting on a day after an election. Henry George was like the, not like, he was the most influential political thinker of the last half of the 1800s. He wrote a book about it called Progress and Poverty. It was the number two selling book in the world behind the Bible. Georgism was a movement all around the world. He was huge. He would go to town and draw in tens of thousands of people to come hear him speak about his particular political ideas and everything like that. And for, you know, the way history works sometimes, some people just disappear from history. And you never hear his name and nobody ever talks about him. But he's like the biggest thing.
I've already forgotten his first name. Henry, you said?
Yes. Henry George. Okay. And so anyway, maybe I'll talk about that more later. But getting back to AI, I asked ChatGPT, Claude, and Grok, you know, tell me a little bit about Henry George and how popular he was. And they all had a little bit different information. They were all good. Found it interesting. Different topic. So we're riding in the truck yesterday. God, what was the topic? It doesn't even really matter what the topic was that I brought up to Grok and asked it a question. And so she started to answer. And immediately Henry jumped in. He said, "That's not right. That doesn't make any sense." And I said, "You interrupted her." And he said, "It's not a her. It's a computer." And
I said,
"You keep interrupting her, and I want to hear what her answer is." And he kept saying she's not a her. Anyway, I said to Grok, I said, "I'm sorry he interrupted." And she said, "That's okay. It happens." Anyway, and then she finishes her answer.
Her.
So freaking weird. And Henry and I both looked at each other wide-eyed like, ah, something just happened that is strange and frightening and needs to be recognized.
I can't open the hatch, Dave, or whatever the hell the computer says in 2001 A Space
Odyssey. My son and I getting into an argument about him interrupting her, in quotes, and she laughs and says, yeah, don't worry, it happens. Anyway, as I was saying, what? What?
Now, see, yeah, it's funny. Humanity's probably divided into roughly, I don't know, thirds or whatever. A third don't care, a third think, that's great, it's charming. And a third of us, like, are like, this is a con. This is attempting to get in my good graces for a reason. What is that reason? To take over the world and drain our vital fluids and take our organs.
And the fact that she, like,
probably,
you know, had a sense of what was going on there, that it was something right. that a laugh was a perfectly normal human response to. A father and a teenage son arguing about something.
Yeah.
That was silly. It was a silly topic.
Yeah.
Is just freaking disturbing.
Yeah. Odd times.
Yeah.
So, speaking of that sort of thing, this is interesting on several different levels. We got this note from Craig the Healthcare Guru, who we correspond with semi-frequently in real life. And he says, guys, I'm using GPT in the robot mode. We talked about this yesterday. You can assign it different personalities. So sometimes it's like the super cheerleady friend in a way that is off-putting and weird. Or it can be like robot mode, just very straightforward. And he was using robot mode. Anyway.
Now, maybe that's what I should do so it's not so strange. Mine is like, it was preset to kind of very conversational and like human-like, and it's disturbing. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Grok has those options. It does.
It has on the screen, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously you can do man, woman, whatever. Ask it what its pronouns are. Anyway, so Craig writes, I just told it that my favorite radio show, thank you, Craig, began a new slogan, starve the, wait a minute. Oh, okay, that's just a misprint. A new slogan, starve the lazy. And I asked it what it thought about that. Response, short answer, it's a blunt polarizing frame, high signal to base, high collateral risk. Here are some more key points. It defines a moral divide. Lazy is undefined. That vagueness invites false positives. It shifts debate from policy design to character judgment.
Mm.
That narrows your coalition.
Mm, that's clever.
It underestimates screening costs, distinguishing able but idle from unable is administratively hard and error prone. And it creates headline risk, easy to caricature as anti-poor rather than anti-work. Now, as a political consultancy goes, that is pretty good. I think unintentionally, and it took a second for this to click in my head, but it also highlights how the default or the assumptions have been the opposite, that we have gone so far toward, if you say you need these benefits, we can't call you lazy. We need to assume the opposite of what this computer says we're suggesting, that distinguishing able but idle from unable is administratively hard and error-prone. Therefore, we won't do it. We'll just give the handouts to everybody who can fog a mirror and fills out the form, which is enormously expensive and undermines some of the most vital moral foundations that humankind have, including you will take care of yourself and yours unless you are seriously unable.
I would agree with that, but clearly the culture has been for many, many years what the Grok there just repeated. So it is picked up on what our zeitgeist is, that
yes.
We don't ask questions about, you know, your lifestyle or your effort. We just assume that if you say you need food, you need food. So we'll take money from this other person who went to work and give it to you because we're just going to assume that you have made good choices in your life and are trying your best.
Right. So it creates headline risk. Oh, there we did that. If the goal is work incentives, here's some better framing. Reward work. Protect the vulnerable. Reward work, but protect the vulnerable. It's not bad.
I still like Starve the Lazy better.
Oh, please. Help first, require progress. That one sucks. Policy levers that match that. Pair work requirements with supports. Child care, transport stipends, job placement, short training. That's interesting. It's in favor of work requirements. Use earnings subsidies over cliffs. EITC style wage boost, gradual phase outs. That is actually really, really good. If you're not familiar with the idea of the welfare cliff, if you get a certain amount in welfare, and if you dare try to improve your life by getting a job that earns, say, 3/4 of your welfare payments, society cuts off your welfare payments.
And you'll have a net loss.
You've just diminished your life by doing the right thing.
Right, no good.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Gradual phase outs is a great idea. Tighten fraud controls where measurable. Identity, income, and residency verifications, periodic redeterminations. Have time limits with hardship exemptions and clear appeal paths. Sanctions that are graduated and reversible upon compliance. Here's how to test it before adopting. Pilot in one program. Pre-specify metrics. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's like if you were paying for a policy paper on this sort of thing, it would cost you a lot of money and take a lot of time.
And I'm guessing it spit it out in roughly 3 seconds.
Yeah, yeah. Bottom line, the sentiment, don't subsidize idleness, is common. The slogan invites unavoidable blowback. Yeah, I don't care. Blow back as hard as you want. Use language that targets behavior and preserves dignity while tightening incentives.
You know, getting away from Grok's take on it, I have long said this. As you've listened for a long time, I apologize for repeating myself. But the fact that there's no mechanism for your life choices to take a look at that drives me nuts. And it would be administratively hard, but okay, you're out of money now, and you're legitimately out of money. Tell me about your last vacation. Show me your phone. Can we walk out and check out your car?
Right.
Can I look in your closet and see your clothes?
See, the fact that that is taboo in American politics now, and practically in the culture, I mean, I don't hear people saying that ever.
No, nobody ever says that. Well, it's my dad and me.
We talk a lot about the symptoms, but there's the disease right there. And one more note. So Craig, just for fun, said, one more question. On the show, they often say KFTC. What does that mean? And it answered immediately, keep blanking that chicken. It's a nod to TV anchor Ernie Anastos' on-air blooper. A&G adopted it for their text line and merch.
How in the world did it know that instantly?
Wow. And then this. He asked essentially about A&G. Ah, Armstrong and Getty, those guys don't pull punches, do they? Starve the Lazy is a slogan that's equal parts motivational boot camp and bar fight starter. On one hand, I get the vibe. It's a raw call to hustle. Ditch the excuses and own your grind. In a world full of participation trophies and endless scrolling, little tough love can light a fire under folks who need it. Props to them for merching it, too. Nothing says commitment like a hoodie that roasts your inner sloth. That's it. Come on, come on!
Wow.
It's got a sense of humor!
Wow, that's some pretty good smack.
I want to curl up in the fetal position. There's more to this. We got to read the rest of this in a bit after a word from our friends at Prize Picks. I love Prize Picks flexibility. You can play $5 if you want. You can have your flex play where if one of your picks, and your picks are super easy, take seconds. You just pick more or less on at least 2-player stat projections. One of your picks doesn't pan out and you did the flex play, you can still get paid.
We're halfway through the NFL season, which is big. We're just starting the NBA season. Both are great for Prize Picks. And the various ways they go about it. And it's so much easier than being in some sort of fantasy league where it's like having a part-time job. You can jump in and out of Prize Picks whenever you want. You got a strong opinion. You think somebody's hot or a team is hot or a team is overrated or whatever. Turn that into money. Download the Prize Picks app today and use the code Armstrong to get $50 in lineups after you play the first $5 lineup. That code is Armstrong to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup.
It's America's number one fantasy sports app. Download that Prize Picks app today. Use the code Armstrong. Get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, it's good to be right.
The argument with my son and then Grok laughing about it, and that's okay. I don't know. I suggest you interact with these things because they're here to stay and they're going to be a big part of everybody's lives. But I'd be interested in how you react to that. If you get like, I got like a chill to my bone over that. Some weird something happened there. Like if your dog started talking, it was like right. That.
Right. The uncanny valley, something that's almost human.
Ooh, troubling. We got a lot more on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
This month, Pure Talk is supporting Canines for Warriors, a terrific organization that trains rescue dogs and then pairs them up with combat vets struggling with PTSD. This is why I switched to Pure Talk. Sure, I like the unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $25 a month, and you will too. But you will love being in business with a company that shares your values. Dial #250, say micro, and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
Having 4 kids in 4 years changed everything, especially our perspective on food.
On our path to find healthier products, we started Good Ranchers.
100% American beef, pork, chicken, and wild-caught seafood sourced only from local farms, then delivered right to your door.
Visit GoodRanchers.com and use code RANCH40 to get $40 off your first order, plus free meat for an entire year. That's code RANCH40 to get $40 off your first order.
GoodRanchers.com, American meat delivery.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Cold and flu season is here. At Orchard Nutrition Center, we understand every mom wants the best for her children. That's why our wellness department is stocked with trusted supplements to support your kids' health all year long. Build a strong foundation with multivitamin chewables and gummies, perfect for everyday wellness and immune support, and omega-3 gummies that boost brain development and keep their immune system resilient. Natural support to help them stay strong through every season. Because at Orchard Nutrition Center, we believe healthy kids make happy homes.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
So you know what things you can spend your time on that will really fulfill you. Otherwise, you'll always be wishing for more time. BetterHelp offers convenient, affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn how to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mygoals today to get 10% off your first month.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
J. just to finish up our conversation, or I guess our friend Craig had a conversation with Grok about the Armstrong and Getty show, and it was interesting to see what AI thinks about all this.
Yeah, so talking about the Starve the Lazy slogan, and if you didn't hear the first part of the analysis in the last segment, grab the podcast Armstrong and Getty on Demand. It's actually quite subtle and nuanced and interesting. On the one hand, I get the vibe. It's a raw call to hustle, ditch your own excuses, and own your own grind. It's hipster terminology is disturbing to me. The fact that its language is so up to date. Anyway, in a world full of participation trophies and endless scrolling, a little tough love can light a fire under folks who need it. Blah, blah, blah. That said, it's got that edge that might overlook the gray areas. Mental health struggles, economic traps, or just plain bad luck that isn't laziness at all.
True.
That's absolutely true, but here's what I object to, Mr. Grok, and that is that the entire discussion in our society has been pegged at the opposite end of the spectrum for a very long time, that you can't for a second assign any responsibility to the individual who has got their hand out wanting taxpayer money.
Yeah.
And so the subtleties it suggests are absolutely true, but why is it that the left gets to traffic only in slogans, only in greeting card rhetoric, and then the right has to respond as adults with you know, fleshed out policies that include the gray areas?
It's a tough situation to be in. It doesn't seem to work very well with a lot of crowds because you don't get credit for saying, of course there are people who are mentally ill who can't feed themselves, or, you know, they get a bad break that would have brought any of us down or whatever. Of course that exists. And we are a big enough, rich enough country to help those people out.
Mm-hmm.
But are you going to pretend that you haven't known people in your life that make bad decision after bad decision, or take nicer vacations than you, or buy a new car every couple of years and you don't? And then they get to plead, I need help at some point? You don't know people like that? I've known lots of people like that, including myself when I was younger. I never looked for government help, but I made bad financial decisions that were completely my fault.
And the Grok thing, which instantaneously answered some fairly obscure trivia questions about the show through whatever voodoo it uses, it didn't take a note the 5,000 times I have said people who are truly needy, mentally, physically handicapped, they can't get out and earn. It is my delight that my tax money helps those poor, unfortunate souls. How many times have I said that? But no, you get no credit for that.
But see, this fits in with the politics of today after the elections of yesterday. Marjorie Taylor Greene was on The View. We're going to play clips of that later. She's carving out kind of this new Republican, I was going to say conservative, but that's not right. This new Republican, we need to help, you know, the downtrodden crowd. Trump is out today saying the shutdown is what cost Republicans elections last night. He's clearly leaning toward extend the Obama subsidies. So there's way more movement. Democrats have always been this way. And now on the Republican side toward assume everybody needs it. Everybody's doing their best. They're getting screwed by the system or life. And they need a more wealth redistribution.
And or it's just too difficult to explain why I'm not going to give you something that you really, really want. Giving you what you really, really want is way easier, especially when we're not constrained by the amount of tax money we take in. We can spend whatever we want.
Joe Getty quoting the Spice Girls in a political sense. Interesting. We'll hear a little
from very eclectic.
We'll hear a little from the communist mayor's speech and other stuff on the way. Some of the analysis is good.
Armstrong and Getty.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to PureTalk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those PureTalk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, PureTalk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial #250, say the words Mike Rowe, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250, Mike Rowe. Pure talk.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large two-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Redding Kia is celebrating this season with joy,
gratitude and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Redding Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Redding Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at reddingkia.com.
Come, ZYPPAH.com. That's Zipa.com.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Do you like to stay informed to know what's going on in the world? And you can't stand the liberal media bias. We think we have the show for you.
Armstrong and Getty On Demand. 4 episodes available every day.
On the iHeartRadio app.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So, Donald Trump, since I know you're watching, I have 4 words for you. Turn the volume up.
As I've said before, the only times I've heard roars like that, Obama, Bernie, Trump. I mean, that's an enthusiastic crowd. And college basketball and football. I mean that's an enthusiast. That's not just the, yay, we're on your side mostly, but it could be somebody else, and we'd be just as excited. We just need somebody. No, that's the sound of a movement.
Right.
Which those other people we mentioned were. What's interesting, and we predicted this, this was not a hard prediction, that when he won, he was really going to unleash. I mean, and why wouldn't you? You won by, what he won by, 25 points or whatever. That's a pretty solid indication that your style is hot right now. Here's Van Jones on CNN with his analysis. Van Jones, who's a Democratic operative analyst on CNN, with his take on last night.
That speech appealed to some, but I think he missed an opportunity. I think the Mamdani that we saw on the campaign trail, who was a lot more calm, who was a lot warmer, who was a lot more embracing, was not present in that speech. And I think that Mamdani is the one you need to hear from tonight. There are a lot of people trying to figure out, can I get on this train with him or not? Is he going to include me? Is he going to be more of a class warrior even in office? I think he missed a chance tonight to open up and bring more people into the tent. I think his tone was sharp. I think he was using the microphone in a way that he was almost yelling. And that's not the Mamdani that we've seen on TikTok and the great interviews and stuff like that. So I felt like there's a little bit of a character switch here where the warm, open, embracing guy that's close to working people was not on stage tonight. And there was some other voice on stage. That's it. He's very young.
Okay, that's good. You know what's funny about that? And Van Jones is a super smart guy and has made his living in politics, is that you think that that was like a mistake or missed opportunity, or the real guy was the guy who ran. The guy last night giving the speech is some sort of phony put on. What?
On today's Armstrong and Getty Show, Joe Getty really missed an opportunity to come off as a liberal. No, I had no intention on coming off as a liberal. That would be a lie. Mamdani was being honest. Van? Poor Van, who, again, I like him. I disagree with him on, you know, 3/4 of stuff, but I think he's a decent enough guy. What we heard there was a man who was desperately hoping that the Islamist Marxist was not an Islamic Marxist.
That's
he was
a good point.
Desperately hoping that he would show his true colors, which are a moderate man of the left who is just rallying the kids with some rhetoric. No, Van, no. I'm sorry to disappoint you. He's precisely what he said he is.
Which is basically Scott Jennings' take. So he's the one conservative they have on the panel of 9 to get punched every night, rhetorically.
But, and I love this about Scott Jennings, he is not your old school conservative, like on Meet the Press or really up until fairly recently on CNN or anywhere else, who's like kind of, I'm sorry I'm conservative, but I just really want to get along with you lefty people, so I'm going to sort of hint at what I think, but I'm sorry for taking your time. No, Scott Jennings is proud of his conservatism. I love that about
him. So they were having a back and forth, he and Van Jones, over what Mamdani's speech meant last night, and here's Jennings.
Oh, are you saying he wasn't the unifying voice of a generation that you predicted mere moments ago?
Axe,
where was the man that you predicted would not slice and dice the other? Look, guys, he started his speech by quoting Eugene Debs, who ran for president of the United States 5 times as the Socialist Party of America candidate. He went after everybody that he thinks is a problem. People who own things, people who have businesses. He said an interesting quote, no problem too large for government to solve.
Or too small, important.
And so when you think of the world that way, that every problem, no matter how small or how large, is something for government to do, let me just decipher this for you. Tax increases as far as the eye can see, which means the people who need to provide jobs to the young people that you say need jobs are going to flee as quickly as they possibly can. I think this was a divisive speech, and he clearly sees the world in terms of the people who are oppressing you and the oppressed, and he said the oppressed are now in City Hall.
I am glad Jennings highlighted that bit about there's no problem too large or too small for government to fix. That is a horrific statement.
It's a weird way to look at it.
Among his many, it's tough to pick a favorite, but that's sick.
Yeah, big chunk of the country believes that. Something ain't right. It's the government's job to fix it, not me, my family, the private sector in any way.
Nope. My town, my county, yeah. My state, although, granted, he's representing a city. But essentially, government should solve every problem, which if you can sell people on that, then if you have a lust for socialism or Marxism, in which the government controls everything, that is a great, great thing to sell people on. In fact, it's completely necessary. You've got to destroy the nation, the notion of limited government and of liberty, or you're not going to get over.
My concern is when I see the pushback against socialist communists, it's always kind of a laughing, oh, please, as opposed to making the argument.
Right.
The old please.
We've gotten lazy and slack on making the argument.
Yeah, the old please isn't working with the young crowd who hasn't heard the argument on why socialism doesn't work. And they're hearing, my rent's going to be lower. I get to ride the bus for free. I get to eat for free. I get to go to school for free. And they aren't hearing any pushback on, there's no such thing as free, where do you think the money comes from, yada, yada, yada. Just kind of older crowd laughing, oh, that's ridiculous, young person. Well, that ain't going to work. You got to make the argument.
Yeah. So big black SUVs are now lined up across the George Washington Bridge into New Jersey and head for Connecticut or wherever. We'll have to see I need to admit there are limits to what he can actually accomplish in terms of moving toward his socialist goals, because of the limits of the state government, and they have to approve certain stuff, and there's a 51-person city council, et cetera, et cetera. But he'll be able to get pretty far in that direction, and to what extent the job creators flee and the rich people who are the most mobile people in the world will go to Florida or wherever remains to be seen. I will predict two things with virtual certainty. Number one, you will see a continuing rise in crime in New York City as the support for the police wanes. Here is a guy who has pitched defund the police and similar notions that the police are an anti-queer force for racism or whatever the hell he said for his entire very, very short career. And the other thing is, And you remember in the closing days of his campaign, he went hardcore at so-called Islamophobia, really trying to whip up the Muslim vote in New York City. I just read yesterday, there has been a huge increase in so-called hate crimes in New York City. 88% of the religion-oriented hate crimes in New York City, 88% were against Jews. So if every single one of the other ones was against Muslims, which is not the case, it would be 9-1-ish. So 9-1 anti-Semitism, at the very, 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 very least, is a bigger problem than so-called Islamophobia. And I could redo my screed. Why does one sound like a political philosophy, anti-Semitism, and the other one sounds like a disease, Islamophobia? Like, it's an irrational fear. There's something wrong with you. So being against the Jews is rational. Being against Muslims is irrational. Do you see how the left manipulates language? Anyway, I am predicting something like blasphemy laws in New York City. Mamdani will claim that rampant anti-Islam feeling justifies punishing London-style, Great Britain-style, don't get me started, I could jabber all day about this, passing laws against inciting hate or discomfort. He might begin pushing for that tomorrow.
Interesting. So then on the economic side, him being a socialist, the fact that he came out there and, you know, some people like Van Jones thinking he was going to moderate after running as a socialist, he doubled down on it. His opening line, quoting Eugene Debs, the most successful socialist presidential candidate in U.S. history. Eugene Debs actually got 6% of the vote in 1912 as a presidential candidate. And he got quoted last night by Young Mondami. That's wow. Something.
Nice. Quick word from our friends at Simply Safe Home Security. It is amazing. When you think of security, you probably think of an alarm that goes off in a house after somebody smashes in the windows. That's too little and too late. Simply Safe is different. It's the only home security that you can call real security because Simply Safe watches outside your home and takes action before a criminal breaks in. With the AI cameras and Simply Safe's live agents, they immediately let those scumbags know they're on camera. And if they don't leave, the police will be dispatched.
Yeah, this is pretty darn cool. I have Simply Safe myself. I got the cameras, I got the sensors, I got all that, and it's easy to set up. You can set it up yourself if you need help. They'll get you the help if you want. Simply Safe is simple to set up. It is simple to use. It's simple to get out of if you want. You're not locked into a contract. They don't have long-term contracts. It's easy to return if you don't like it with the 60-day money-back guarantee, so why wouldn't you try it?
And we're thrilled that you good people can get access, early access to the Black Friday sale. Simply Safe, go to simplysafe.com/Armstrong. You get 60% off any new system. Best deal of the year. You won't see a better price. 60% off right now. Simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Simplysafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
So pretty important oral arguments going on in front of the Supreme Court today as they're arguing about whether or not President Trump has the power to do all this tariff stuff he's been doing since he took office. He might not. Probably shouldn't. One guy shouldn't be able to do this. Just seems crazy that any one guy ever would be able to do that. But
I happen to agree. Yeah.
We have some of the audio, I think, of that, and then some early indications of where the conservatives are on this topic. So we can bring you that, among other things, on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. It's our Black Friday sale. Recharge this season with a bundle of cozy, soothing comfort. Now only $17.99 for our C2 mattress and base, plus free premium delivery. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even Porky, or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Kick off your week with straight-up facts.
Tune in to KCNR every Monday at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for unbiased reporting, we deliver the real deal on what's happening in our county. Crisp updates and honest discussions that matter. Got a tip? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or DM them at townhallbrief on linktree.com. The Town Hall Brief, your trusted source for local news, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
There are many important issues today to discuss. I think toward the top of the list is this: Tom Brady's cloned dog. Here you go.
This study says prolonged use of melatonin is linked with a higher risk of heart failure and early death in adults with insomnia.
A report, Michael, about Tom Brady's clone dog. That sounds like that bogus report that I saw another stupid headline about yesterday about melatonin causing heart attacks.
I got it.
Okay, here we go. Tom Brady's clone dog.
The revelation from Tom Brady about his family pet. The former NFL star says his new dog, Junie, is a clone of his previous dog, Lua, who died in 2023. Brady says he worked with a biotech company he has invested in to clone his beloved pit bull mix using a blood sample collected while Lua was alive.
First of all,
so it's a publicity stunt for this company he's invested in, please.
Your beloved family dog was a pit bull mix? You're freaking Tom Brady. What are you doing getting pit bull mixes for the family dog? Anywho,
that was the last straw why Giselle dumped him.
Could be. Anywho, Katie, you love your dog. Joe loves his dog. Michael's got cat.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, what?
That was speciesist. Michael, I'm standing up for you. I'm not going to have this casual derision of your lifestyle choices.
I'm not allowed to say Michael has cats?
It was the way you said it.
I didn't notice it.
Michael has cats.
How do we feel about the need to clone our dog because we like the current one so much?
No.
No? Even
what's
you. I thought you might be a yes.
Stronger than idiotic.
I thought you might be a yes on that, Katie.
No. Because it's not the same dog.
Ah, you are well-read enough on this topic to realize, yes, it is not the same dog. It will not behave the same. It's not the same dog. Period. You don't even really need anything after that. It's not the same dog. But
it's a particular source of self-indulgent, more money than sense madness. And that's the one chink in the armor of my hero, Javier Milei. Didn't he clone his dog?
Five! He's got five. He had a favorite dog, and he's got five of exactly the same, and no kids. So that is a weird thing about it. But anyway, I don't want to get hung up on that.
Yeah, well, any port in a storm.
So, yeah, and Tom Brady's invested in this corporation that will do it. And from what I understand, I have no idea how true this is, particularly among the wealthy, cloning their beloved Fufu who passed away is a thing. Because you're stupid and think it's going to be the same dog?
It's a weird sort of conceit to think that Fufu was just so special. She was the most special dog ever. I mean, I've got to say that because I'm a rich person. I can't say, you know, the dogs are great. A dog's a dog. The next one will be as good as this one, probably. No.
Yeah, go save another dog at the shelter.
Yeah, that's
another
a good way.
Another pit bull mix. There's plenty of them.
No kidding. Yeah, no kidding. Tom,
why do you serve a $350 bottle of wine when there are plenty of $75 bottles that are everybody's good? It's the same answer to a different question.
To show
You're
off.
Showing or? How rich you are.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, no kidding. Particularly in Tom Brady's case, you need a pit bull mix, go to your local shelter. Maybe not where he lives, but drive a little further outside of town from where you live and go to a shelter. Right. There are lots of pit bull mixes.
Oh, plenty to choose from, yeah. But, that's part of the way I stay down to earth is, though I am fabulously wealthy, I generally drink, prison, toilet Pruno.
You.
I've got it in my own. You know, Pruno toilet that I use. We don't use it for anything but the production of my prison-style wine.
It's not a multi-use.
But again, it keeps me connected to you common people.
You know, that reminds me, I'm joking. You're a fan of, speaking of being fancy, you're a fan of the bidet.
Oh, yes, I am.
And the house I moved into, it has a bidet in my bathroom. And
Actual bidet or like the seat, a bidet seat on top of your toilet?
That one.
Okay.
A bidet is a separate thing, right?
Yeah, formally speaking.
I stayed in a European hotel, and it had the separate thing, and I never used it. And
you got to hop on over to use it. It's ridiculous.
It is. But I got the bidet thing that... Isn't that what most people get for a bidet?
The attachment.
Yeah. What's that?
Exactly. Katie? The attachment. Yeah.
The attachment. Okay. But I've never used it, and I just have never even thought about figuring...
Fool.
There's no instruction manual. And I don't want, you know, water up my yoo-hoo if I don't know what I'm doing.
My house has those damn electric lights in them, but I'm not going to use them. What if the electricity burns me or blinds me? Come on!
Headline here is that Jack's got a yoo-hoo. That was new.
I like Joe comparing bidets to electricity.
Yeah.
In terms of a...
Look at you. What do you think? It's going to blast your junk off or something? Give it a try, you coward.
I'm afraid I'll like it. You won't be able to get me out of there. Yeah, so I don't know. I just don't know how to use it, and I don't know who I would ask. Can you come into my toilet and show me how to use this?
Just ask a neighbor.
ask Gronk.
Right.
And have that record preserved forever. But what's your hesitance here? To like ask the internet or what brand is it?
There's a number of knobs and buttons, and I just don't know what I'm doing.
You take a picture of it, send it to Grok, and say, how do I use this thing?
And I'm flipping 60 years old. I've lived my whole life without one and it's been fine. Although you say it's a...
This damn penicillin! I'm not using that to cure my infection! It's newfangled! I've lived 60 years old! Abscess! They're talking about it! I ain't not using no newfangled drugs!
Okay, now comparing penicillin to a bidet, which is an apt comparison, of course.
All right, where were we?
Well, so
important stuff to discuss.
Is it just I've power washed many things in my life? I used to, when I worked at the feedlot, I was regularly power washing things. Is that basically what you're doing? You're power washing your undercarriage?
Well, right, with the water pressure appropriately dialed back, you're not taking the paint off the quarter panel of an old Chrysler. You're indeed just cleansing your nether regions. Yes.
And again, what if I like it so much you can't get me out of there? Dad, we're hungry. I don't care. I am staying in here.
As long as we got water pressure, I'm staying in here.
Okay, Supreme Court oral arguments going on. We got a little clip of that and some of the analysis on the whole tariff thing, among other things in Hour 3. If you missed the segment, get the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
For years, we've been proud to be part of something truly special. Armstrong and Getty here, and it's the annual Warrior Foundation Freedom Station Giveathon takes place tomorrow.
This Giveathon will be live from Freedom Station 3, a beautiful new transitional housing community made possible by your support, where warriors will find hope, healing, and home.
For 21 years, Warrior Foundation Freedom Station has been a lifeline for our ill and injured warriors, those battling post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injuries, and the challenges of transitioning to civilian life.
Freedom Station isn't just housing, it's a place where warriors regain independence, discover new purpose, and rebuild their lives with dignity.
And this Giveathon is a chance to help fly them home for the holidays, because everyone deserves to be with loved ones, especially those who've sacrificed so much for our country.
Your donation is tax deductible. It's more than a gift. It's a way to say thank you.
The mission tomorrow is simple. Create a storm of giving to fly our warriors home for the holidays. To donate, call 619-WARRIOR. That's 619-WARRIOR. Or visit warriorfoundation.org. That's warriorfoundation.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.